This is the NSEN ESOL International Improver Level A2 Listening Examination. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on the screen. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on the screen. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Where did you go on holiday? 2. Would you like to stay for dinner? 3. Where is he? 4. What time do you want to go to the park? 5. Do you like my jumper? 6. How are you travelling to town? 7. Are you okay? 8. What is your teacher's name? 9. Can I borrow your laptop? 10. I need some football boots.
Now listen to the sentences again.
One. Where did you go on holiday? Two. Would you like to stay for dinner? Three. Where is he? 4. What time do you want to go to the park? 5. Do you like my jumper? 6. How are you travelling to town? 7. Are you okay? Eight. What is your teacher's name? Nine. Can I borrow your laptop? Ten. I need some football boots.
Now, check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on the screen for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Kelly, it's your birthday next week. What shall we do for it?
I'm not sure, Dad. My birthday is on a Wednesday this year, so I've got school all day.
What about after school? We could have a party at home.
That would be good. Can I invite 3 friends? I was thinking about a pizza party for my birthday too.
That sounds lovely. We can order online from the Italian restaurant down the street. Do you want a cake?
Yes, I'd love one. I think I'd like a chocolate cake this year, with fresh cream on top.
That's always been your favourite.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Kelly, it's your birthday next week. What shall we do for it?
I'm not sure, Dad. My birthday is on a Wednesday this year, so I've got school all day.
What about after school? We could have a party at home.
That would be good. Can I invite 3 friends? I was thinking about a pizza party for my birthday too.
That sounds lovely. We can order online from the Italian restaurant down the street. Do you want a cake?
Yes, I'd love one. I think I'd like a chocolate cake this year, with fresh cream on top.
That's always been your favourite.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good afternoon. Seafront Hotel? How can I help you?
I would like to book a room, please.
Of course. When would you like to book for?
I would like to book a room for 2 nights from the 22nd of February to the 24th of February, please.
Let me check the system. How many people are you booking for?
2 people.
Okay. There is a king-size room with sea views for £150 or a superior suite. The suite is £368 for the 2 nights.
I'll book the superior room, please. Is breakfast included?
Yes, it is. Would you like to book afternoon tea? We have a special offer.
Yes. Please book afternoon tea for the Saturday afternoon.
Thank you. That is booked. We look forward to seeing you then.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good afternoon. Seafront Hotel. How can I help you?
I would like to book a room, please.
Of course. When would you like to book for?
I would like to book a room for 2 nights from the 22nd of February to the 24th of February, please.
Let me check the system. How many people are you booking for?
2 people.
Okay. There is a king-size room with sea views for £150 or a superior suite. The suite is £368 for the 2 nights.
I'll book the superior room, please. Is breakfast included?
Yes, it is. Would you like to book afternoon tea? We have a special offer.
Yes. Please book afternoon tea for the Saturday afternoon.
Thank you. That is booked. We look forward to seeing you then.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear 2 broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on the screen for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Good morning and welcome to the Sports News programme. In football last night, Manchester City played a match against Barcelona in the Etihad Stadium. It's the first time in 10 years that the English team have beaten the Spanish team. Manchester City got 3 goals and Barcelona got 1. In tennis, our favoured British player, Andy Murray, lost his match in the quarter-final of the French Open. That means he is out of the competition and he is on his way home to Glasgow, Scotland, today. He was hoping to win this year. And now for the weather. Now listen to the broadcast again. Good morning and welcome to the Sports News programme. In football last night, Manchester City played a match against Barcelona in the Etihad Stadium. It's the first time in 10 years that the English team have beaten the Spanish team. Manchester City got 3 goals. And Barcelona got 1. In tennis, our favoured British player, Andy Murray, lost his match in the quarter-final of the French Open. That means he is out of the competition and he is on his way home to Glasgow, Scotland, today. He was hoping to win this year. And now for the weather. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
I recently visited the United Kingdom and enjoyed every minute. London is the capital city. London Heathrow Airport is the biggest airport on the European continent. Edinburgh has been the capital city of Scotland since 1437 and is known for its castle and the Royal Mile. The castle looked beautiful high up on the hill. I also visited Cardiff, the capital city of Wales. It has the most indoor shopping centres in the UK. My final stop was Belfast in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland only has one land border, and Belfast has one of the biggest ports in the UK.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
I recently visited the United Kingdom and enjoyed every minute. London is the capital city. London Heathrow Airport is the biggest airport on the European continent. Edinburgh has been the capital city of Scotland since 1437 and is known for its castle and the Royal Mile. The castle looked beautiful high up on the hill. I also visited Cardiff, the capital city of Wales. It has the most indoor shopping centres in the UK. My final stop was Belfast in Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland only has one land border, and Belfast has one of the biggest ports in the UK.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination.